Pittsburgh's medical community creates a lot of data, and embedded within that data are potential answers to important questions. What are the factors that impact readmission rates after surgeries? Or how does a person's genetic makeup influence their likelihood of developing cancer? The Pittsburgh Health Data Alliance was formed in 2015 to sift through that information. It's a joint effort of UPMC, the University of Pittsburgh, and Carnegie Mellon University, and this month announced a new sponsor in that effort, Amazon. 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis sat down with the Alliance's Zariel Johnson to talk about why they enlisted the computing power of one of the world's biggest companies.
Why is Amazon well-suited to participate in this kind of research?
Amazon has great cloud infrastructure resources and tools that are available for doing research using techniques like machine learning. And a lot of those are highly, highly useful to the researchers that we're working with as part of the PhDA.
Tell me how the Alliance plans to use machine learning.
So the projects in the Alliance, several of them are already using machine learning, actually. And machine learning specifically is a great way to make use of the huge amounts of data that are being currently produced in biomedical research and in the healthcare field through things like new medical devices and genomics research. Currently, we have several projects that are applying machine learning to make more accurate predictions about things like which patients should receive which treatments and how that might be optimized, and also looking at questions like how can an image be pre-screened to understand whether it might show signs of disease.
What are the big healthcare questions that you're trying to answer?
Some of the things that we are trying to address through the PhDA are common problems that others are also looking into that include precision medicine and how to individualize care for patients and deliver the right therapies at the right time. Also, questions around how to reduce unnecessary costs in healthcare and how to make the best out of what's currently available treatment-wise.
What can a computer do that a human can't?
Computers are extremely useful today when we're talking about healthcare and biomedical research due to the amount of data that's being produced. There are simply too many variables for a human to ever be able to sift through in multiple lifetimes. And that's where computers and machine learning are really helpful tools today, and as well as the tools that we can pair now from Amazon using their cloud resources and machine learning tools.
So not everyone is comfortable with their data being used, and that feeling may be exacerbated with a large company like Amazon coming into the Alliance. How will patient data be safeguarded, and can people opt out of having their data shared?
AWS or Amazon Web Services does not have access to any of the data that we're using in these projects. Only the researchers do. All of the projects that are in the Pittsburgh Health Data Alliance use data that adheres to national standards, including the HIPAA privacy standards. And we abide by those rules, and we seek to minimize the amount of data that's used, how much of the data is including any sort of identifiable information, and how many researchers access the data. So we take every step along the way possible in order to safeguard the data. Some of the projects also make use of publicly available data sets as well. So we wouldn't call them a partner within the Alliance, but they are an additional sponsor.
Thanks, Zariel.
Thank you.
That was Zariel Johnson of the Pittsburgh Health Data Alliance speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis.